Welcome to Screen Bites, a podcast about video games, technology, TV, and movies. In this episode, we talk about the recently announced Red Dead Redemption remake.
So, Josh, what do you think about Red Dead Redemption getting ported to the PS4 and Nintendo Switch?
Well, it's not the best news. It's not necessarily the worst news. I can be slightly sympathetic.
Well, no, to me it is the worst. It's the worst news to me because it's like...
It's not the news we were expecting. You know, it's like, on one hand, it's like, oh yeah, it's good that people on the Switch and on PS4 and PS5 can play the game. But it would be better if it was a remaster of the game. No one's going to say it's not disappointing what they are releasing.
Yeah, I just think it's the fact that when the leak came out, everyone was saying, oh, it's going to be a remaster. And everyone was like, oh, hyping themselves up like, this is going to be great. And even like people were like, this could be better than playing it on... Instead of playing it on the Xbox 360 emulator, it's going to be 4K 100 on PC. And that's the thing, there's no PC port.
Yeah, that is a funny one. It's like they have put it, like moving from PlayStation to PlayStation is one thing, but putting it onto the Switch, it's like you're putting it onto an entirely new system. Why not bring it to the PC as well? I don't feel bad for the people who only have a Switch and can now play the game. I do think it is insane that the cost that they're putting on it. Like, I know there has been development costs that it's taken to, you know, to port the game. $50, £40, like that's quite a lot for a game that most people...
But they have... They have to do that though, don't they, really? Because if they come out, I don't know, like...
If it was a remaster, the price would be fine. But because it's not a remaster, I know technically there's probably more going on in the background. But to us, in our mind, all they've done is they've copied and pasted the code and made it available on the Switch. Like, it's not a good look. I know there's more that goes on in the background, but I'm not a programmer. And it's like this feels like something that should be $20 or $30. Not $50.
I suppose, yeah, it's the fact that, yes, there is work in, like, to think there's no work involved importing a game to another console. Like, you have to ensure that everything, like, the testing...
Yeah, and they might have had to build entirely new libraries to, you know, to make the compatibility layers between... Because what I'm assuming, and I don't really know, but what I'm assuming is that all they've done is built a compatibility layer for the PS4 and the Switch to the code from the PS3 or the 360, whichever one it was easier to port from. I don't think there's been any real changes to the actual game. It's just, it's probably like an emulation layer sandwiched between the game and the console operating system that it's being played on now.
It's interesting that there's no Xbox port either.
It's not really needed though, is it?
Because it seems like the Xbox version exactly is the best version. What we're gonna be.
Because you can play... Well, people are saying you can play it on the Xbox One and the Xbox Series X. I don't know... Is it possible to play it on the Series S digitally? You can.
Yeah, you can buy it.
You can buy the 360 game digitally and then play it on Series S. So yeah, so I mean, in a sense, that does make sense because all current Xboxes can play the game, but obviously the way the PS4 and the PS5 went is completely incompatible with the way PS3's games were made. So there's no compatibility there directly, so it's had to be built on top of it. And then obviously similar sort of thing with the Switch.
I think everyone's worried in terms of like when they're saying they're porting it. If it's coming to PS4 only, and then what they're expecting you to do if you've got a PS5 is run it. It will basically run and back compat. It's probably going to run at like 1080p, 30 frames per second. So yeah,
would it run at 1080p? Like, would it not? It might run at original resolution.
No, I would.
Wasn't it 900p?
No, 720p on the 360. I think it run lower on the PS3, but
well, it might run at 720p and then scaled up.
Potentially it could, but what I'm trying to say is, if it's coming up for the PS, if they're only releasing it for the PS4, they're not going to put a patch in for it to run on the PS5 at 4K, because it's just the PS5 is going to see the game and go, okay, here's the game, yeah, I can run that at 1080p.
Well, why would it run it at 1080p and not 720? Like, the thing is, the Nintendo Switch,
well, because I think for the PS4, I think they will they will target 1080p. But for Switch, yeah, it'll be like...
But they'd have to change the game. You know, they'd be making changes to the game to do that.
That's why I think everyone's getting confused, because when they say ported...
It's just a conversion. That's what Rockstar are referring it to. It's a conversion. I don't think there's any...
Well, I'm pretty sure that they will change... They will change the resolution. They're not going to have it... They're not going to present the game on a PS4 with 720p. I can't see that. If they do that, they are completely mad.
The evidence that stands that they might do that is that it's coming out on the Switch, and the Switch requires a 720p version to run on its handheld, because it's when it's in handheld mode, it's not running 1080p. But what it means is they don't have to do any work for that, and then might just say, oh, if we don't need to do any work to get it to run on a Switch, we'll just run it at 720p in full screen mode, and oh, why not just have it run at 720p on the PS4 and the PS5. Like, it's an easy way to think about the process that they might have picked for it, because it's not Rockstar, it's one of their subsidiaries or something like that. No, it's not even that, it's another external company,
yeah,
isn't it? I can't remember who it is.
It's a different... It's the guys who did Rust, the console version of Rust, apparently. But I can't see it. I just can't see it. I can't see it running at 720p. I just can't. Surely they'll be able to tinker with it a little bit and run it at 1080p on PS4. I'm not saying it's going to be running on 4K.
I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if they've just left it at 720. The reasoning might have just been to say, let's get it working so that anyone who's bought a console in the last 5 years can play it and they don't want to do any more work. I mean, that being said, they have changed the lighting engine in the game somehow, for some reason. If you've seen some of the screenshots, the lighting does look different. So that does... point that maybe there is a resolution update, but I haven't seen anyone talking about a resolution update. The side-by-side screenshots that even Rockstar put out, everything looks identical. Nothing has changed with the textures, and I'm not saying the textures need to change for it to be a resolution upgrade, but if one is running at 720p and the other is running at 1080p, the screenshots would look different, but side by side they look basically the same. There's no like aliasing, you know, like when you've got subpixel being, you know, if you're looking at one screenshot of, it's hard to explain what I mean, but if you look at an object in 720p at 100% size, it's going to take so many pixels to show that. If you show that same thing in 1080p, but have it physically taking up the same amount of space on the screen, like if you measured it with a ruler, it's the same actual size, they would actually look different because there's a different amount of pixels required to show that item. So either the 1080p is native and the 720p is blown up, or the 720p is native and the 1080p is squeezed. And there's some term that's cut where 2 or 4 pixels, and they work out the average and they just show the average color and brightness of those pixels. And when you look at the screenshots, they look pretty much identical. So there's no evidence there that suggests that there has actually been a resolution change. So I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I just genuinely, it feels like they've not put that much effort into the whole thing.
You got to think about it logically, though. We've got to think about this logically. As a requirement to be on the PS4, I believe, like, there must be some sort of contract or some sort of something in place where if you can output 1080p, and it doesn't affect the frame rate and it doesn't affect the game functionality, then there's an actual requirement in terms of outputting and producing that content.
Okay, but
I would assume that Sony would have in place. Where,
why would you assume they have that in place if you don't know it exists? Rockstar's a big enough company to say, nah, we're just gonna ship it in 720p.
I would be gobsmacked.
And they'll say to Sony, look, if you don't let us ship the game, you're not going to get your 30% cut. If you let us ship it at 720p, you're going to get your 30% cut. But the thing is, right, I'll be honest, I'm not here for this Red Dead Redemption remaster, conversion, whatever you want to call it. I think the more important thing to talk about is what the f*** is Rockstar doing? They've released the GTA Definitive Edition, and now they've released this Red Dead Redemption 1 game, and it's looking like it's not going to have the same... It hopefully won't have the same bugs in it, because they're not having any major changes. But like I said, they have made some changes to the lighting engine, so there might be some issues there that come in and have bugs in the game. Obviously, that's another thing we're not going to know until it comes out. But it's like, it doesn't feel like Rockstar cares about these games that have been so major and pivotal to the whole gaming industry. And I'm not saying it makes me worried about the next GTA game or the next Red Dead, because like I said, it's not Rockstar that's doing these. They're shipping them out to external companies, or they're buying up a company and making it part of, like, I was watching a video and there's like so many different offices. There's like one in Scotland, there's, you know, Rockstar Dundee, there's San Diego. Is there one in Paris or Amsterdam? And it's like they're buying these studios and then having them do these conversions, or they're shipping it out to these other game, these other companies. And it's just like, I don't know, it just feels like there's no care in the company for these games. Yeah, it's like, what is GTA 6 going to be? Is it going to be a real story-driven single-player game, or is it just going to be a short story and then they're going to like really push towards the GTA Online so that just so they can get the shark cards in and GTA Plus, so that they can get their monthly subscriptions and all that kind of stuff. It just, it's not the game itself. It's just the precedent that Rockstar seem to be starting to show. Like, they've done, it's not the first time they've done it. Now, like, this is the second time, and it's kind of worrying.
I think a good example is we don't know what is going behind the scenes. That you don't even know that there could have been at one point a remake, but it could have been scrapped or a remaster. A good example of that is... do you know the game Shenmue on the Dreamcast?
Oh yeah, sorry, I do know the games. Yes, I literally watching a video about them earlier on. It's a very weird game, isn't it? About a guy who's trying to find, he's trying to find something, if I remember rightly.
So you got Shenmue 1 and 2, very popular games. And then, well, I think his family member gets killed. He wants to get revenge, yeah. But anyway, the point is, what I'm trying to say is, they released like remasters of the first two games. And it turned out like a week after they came out that they were actually working on a full blown remake of the first game. The actual game footage leaked of the first area of the game online. Who knows? It could potentially have been a Red Dead Redemption remake, but this is all we got.
And I don't doubt that for a second. I think there are probably people who are in the company who are in their off time. They will start working on this. Like, it's not uncommon for people in big companies to do things like this. I know in Apple, like, they'll be doing prototypes of things in hardware. So it's going to be even easier to do that kind of thing with software. So, there's probably like Red Dead Redemption running in Unity 5 somewhere within Rockstar. But that's never going to see the light of day versus what we are getting, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, it should have been like, to me, like, if you, yeah, like Rockstar, they've got all these like sub companies that they've bought who can do their ports, and they should have said to them like, okay, here's this IP we want you to work on, and you can just go in the background and try make a concept and a remake of this game, and here's the resources, and you've got so much amount of time of working on this. And they could have just done that, but instead they're just like, oh no, we'll just port it. But I hope that there was like some discussion of actually remaking it, but surely they would have just said, oh no, let's not port it, because that's just going to be a disaster, the backlash to that, because everyone knows that everyone wants it a remaster and they want it on PC. We'll start again. Remake it then, you know, remake the whole thing.
But this is the thing, is everyone's talking about how bad the code is for the game. The original game code was so bad that they didn't want to release it on the PC, and yet what they've done is they've taken one version of the game and released it on the PS4 and the Switch. So they've had to do something to get the code working, and there's no reason with the gaming PCs that we have today that, you know, they couldn't have done something there. Either they've rewritten a code or they've made this some kind of compatibility layer. And Jasper.
Doesn't really matter, and it doesn't seem right. Who is it?
Yeah, sorry. So, what was I saying? So the gaming community has wanted this game on the PC for literally a decade now, and there's no reason why they couldn't have put it on the PC as well as the Switch and the Xbox, even if it wasn't a remaster, like it is what they are putting out next week. They could have still put it on the PC, and people would have been like, it's a shame, but at least we've finally got it on the PC. But they've not even done that, and that is something that people have actually wanted. I suppose the thing is, this release is proof that Rockstar are only after money. And I know they are a company and they are obliged to turn a profit and they're probably on the Wall Street or something like that. And it's something that they do have to do. But all they're doing is they're making this game available to more customers just so that they can make more money. And Rockstar have gone from being, like, people were confident in the games that they would release, and they were like, oh, don't pre-order, but actually, you can pre-order GTA 5 because Rockstar are a good company, and they release good games when they're ready. And, you know, it's not going to be a buggy mess, and you'll get what you're going to pay for. And by and large, they have earned that reputation, but it just seems ever since GTA Online has come out, they've just been burning those bridges. They're releasing, you know, they're not releasing single player DLC for GTA 5. They've abandoned Red Dead Redemption 2 online. You know, there's even things like the GTA Plus.
No multiplayer.
There is multiplayer, but they've kind of... Oh, so yes, yeah, in the remaster. It's a shame, but I'm not surprised about that, if I'm honest. Because otherwise they would have kept the old one up, wouldn't they?
Most studios, and when they produce a remaster or a port, they're like, okay, here's the games, here's all the DLC, but we're scrapping the online functionality. And you just have to be like, yeah, okay. Because, to be fair, they would have to produce new servers because they do commission the old ones.
And the thing is, like, people want this for the story. Like, it's a brilliant story. It's probably one of the best stories ever released on video game. So it is good that people can play that on modern systems, and like, people don't have to buy an old PS3 just to play this game. I'm okay with that. Like, I do like that. The track record of Rockstar, that or the trend that Rockstar are now setting up for themselves, it's just they're becoming a meme of themselves. It's a bit like Todd Howard releasing Skyrim every 2 years on a new platform. It's just, yeah, it's not a great look, if I'm honest.
Well, we have to wait and see.
So are you going to be getting it?
There's no point, is there? Like, if I was going to play it, I would not play it on a PS4. If I had a PS5, probably not. Like I was saying earlier, like, if it's just 720p on a PS4, on a PS5, on a 4K TV, like, and you're spending £40 for that, I'd rather get it on the Xbox, where at least Xbox have put some quality to life in their backwards compatibility. I'm not sure if it does support, but they could like inject HDR into the game, so you could have HDR, you can have it, it's 4K. It is still at 30 frames per second, but at least you're going to hit that 30 frames per second. Who knows if this new port will hit those targets. Depends on the port, but I'm not sure if you buy the disc of Red Dead Redemption on the 360 and you put it in your Xbox One, does it give you the Game of the Year edition, or do you have to... I know that it did come out with a separate disc as well for the Undead Nightmare, so I don't know if you have to...
I can try it, and I can tell you which one, because I've got an Xbox One and Red Dead Redemption 360. I don't know which version I have, but it does include Undead Nightmare. It might be Game of the Year, because it's got the Golden Gun Pack.
It should tell you.
So maybe that's not going to answer the question. Well, let us know in the... No, but if I had the basic version and then got the Game of the Year for quote-unquote free, I think I already have the Game of the Year edition. Oh, hang on, it's just for that.
Have you got your Xbox One set up? I forgot you got an Xbox One. You've got, like, the Duke, the big one, haven't you?
So we've got the Xbox One set up. It doesn't say Game of the Year on the pack.
Give it a try, and then let us know in the description, I suppose.
It's not Game of the Year, because I bought Undead Nightmare digitally. I bought it separately digitally.
Oh, so you do.
So this is just the thing. But when I did install it, it did install Undead Nightmare automatically. There is a slightly different menu, I think, on the Xbox One versus the 360. So maybe it does. The version that I had on the 360, like I said, it did have a couple of extra things on it. I don't really know why. It's got the Golden Gun Pack and something else, maybe an outfit or something like that. There might be some... Oh, and there's a horse, the War Horse, I think, as well. I'll fire it up and see if there's any differences that I can try and remember from the Xbox One. I don't have the 360 to do a direct comparison, though. That's the only thing. I've only got the Xbox One.
Sure. Just trying to Google it. Doesn't really tell you. But I suppose you can get that quite cheap. Or you could buy it separately, like go to CEX and buy...
Only if you've got a One or a Series X. If you've got a Series S, you have to get it digitally.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was in CX the other day and I was looking at how many PS5 games they got on there. They got quite a few, didn't have very many Xbox games because, and I was confused because I was looking at the game package and it says for Series X only and for Xbox One. And the reason is the Series S doesn't have a disc drive. Obviously, it took me a minute to remember. I was like, why is it not for the Xbox Series S? Why are all these like not available? And then I was like, oh yeah, there's no disc drive. So it is one of those things. It's like, if you're not, I know I'm a digital only person, but if you're not rich enough, you know, if you can't afford a Series X, then you are stuck with the Series S. But then that means you're also stuck with buying all games at full price digitally. You can't go to your local shop and buy a used game. But if you've got all the money in the world to buy the Series X, you know, the really expensive one that's almost twice as much as the Series S, then you can go get the games for really cheap because you can put the disc in and play it off there. So it's a really weird economy there for people buying each one of those systems. And you know something? I do think it really does show. So in... this is just the town where I currently live in. The PlayStation 5 was, you know, it was double-sided and it was like 2 units wide. So like 4 units essentially. And the Xbox was 1 unit, 1 single-sided. So there was like 4 times as many PlayStation 5 game discs that you could buy as there were Xbox Series X. So I think that kind of really shows you how many people bought the disc version of the PS5 versus the Xbox Series S. And most people on Xboxes must have just stuck with the cheaper Series S model because there's just not that many used pre-owned games floating around on the market.
So, yeah... I was just looking up Red Dead Redemption. So you can buy it on the Xbox Marketplace for... and that's just the base game, so that's £25. Or you could go to...
and then Undead Nightmare is about £8.99, $9.99.
Yeah, but you could probably just go to a CEX and buy it for like £8, the base game, and then I think it's like an extra £10 for the Undead Nightmares DLC.
Yeah, prices might go up now.
Yeah, that's the thing, I'd go quick.
So if you want one, you have to go now. Thank you for listening to Screen Bites. Follow us in your podcast app or subscribe on YouTube